have just witnessed the deadliest day for the FBI since 9/11. Two agents who have spent their careers trying to crack down on predatory behavior and the exploitation of children killed in the line of duty, executing a federal search warrant.
In Sunrise, Florida, a dark day for the FBI.
Yeah, agent shot.
The Bureau confirming two special agents were shot and killed, 36-year-old Daniel Alfin and 43-year-old Laura Schwarzenberger.
Dan and Laura left home this morning to carry out the mission they signed up for and loved to do, to keep the American people safe.
That's George Pirro, the head of the Miami area office for the FBI, talking yesterday at a press conference after this horrible incident. I know you heard top of the hour news. They were talking about this, that they showed up to serve an arrest warrant on a man who was suspected of violent crimes against children and child pornography. He watched them apparently through his Ring doorbell or security system on his door, watched them come to the door, and then killed them as they were approaching, wounded several others, and then wound up killing himself. It's just, you know, I'm so close to so many law enforcement officers, as you all know. You know, whether it's you know, PPD or Scambia County Sheriff's or you know, Santa Rosa County Sheriff, and you know so many of these guys and women, and just it's and you know, and then when we talk about the FBI and we think about you know most recently what they did to help us here with NAS Pensacola, of course they're always doing stuff that you don't hear about. In fact, it's one of the things I happen to know a couple of the guys that are involved in the you know U.S. Attorney's Office, and we don't ever talk about them. Because they're just as happy to not be in the news because, you know, they're happy to be anonymous and keep doing their job punishing bad guys. But I'm just telling you that these folks work hard. They are people of integrity. The folks, you know, the field agents, the folks who work at the FBI and all these law enforcement agents, they just, you know, every day you never know, right? Every day you never know. And in this case, they're out there trying to protect your kids, somebody's kids, from crimes against children, right? And them standing between the darkness and the light gets them killed. It's very, very, very frustrating and very sad.
The FBI is a family, and our chosen profession is fraught with danger. Today, this grim reality has taken two of our best from our family.
Meanwhile, you know, what most of you have also seen is that, you know, up at the Capitol, the officer who was killed in the line of duty during the riot at the Capitol was honored last night, and the president showed up, rightly so. But yet again, you know, when he showed up to work that day, it, you know, he was not thinking that today is the day that I'm going to get killed by a bunch of people who hate our government and, you know, want to change the outcome of an election. That's, I don't think anybody showed up to work that day thinking that. And that's exactly what happened. You know, when wives and children and parents sometimes kiss their law enforcement officer family members on the way out the door and say, you know, be safe. And, you know, I know enough cops that, and same thing for the military, by the way, that, you know, they're always going to try to be safe, but that's not the number one value in their life. You know, be safe is, be safe is the kind of thing that civilians say. I mean, it's not a bad thing to say. It's not the wrong thing to say. There's nothing wrong with that sentiment. It's just, the job is not be safe. The job is stop evil. And stop evil and be safe are often incompatible. I mean, you can do your best to be as safe as you want, and you can do your best to be as safe as possible under the circumstances. But stop evil is a fundamentally unsafe endeavor. That's the nature of evil. And so when you hear me talk about how much respect and appreciation that I have for law enforcement agents and, you know, the what they do every day and the uncertainty of all of it, whether it's, you know, And you say just, but like, you know, just making a traffic arrest for somebody who's putting my kid's life in danger because they drive too fast. But just making a traffic arrest could also be just taking shots at you because the person who's speeding is a wanted felon or is high on meth or is mentally unstable or is fill in the blank. You never know. And it's a job that it used to be in this country that although not everybody wanted to grow up to be a cop, everybody knew that growing up to be a cop was a noble thing. You know, that's where we used to be. We don't, as a culture, I mean culture-wide, and yes, I include newsprint and TV media, we don't teach that anymore. There are consequences of not teaching that. You know, you've heard me many times talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson and, you know, obviously Sheriff Simmons before him, Sheriff Morgan, and, you know, Sheriff Hall before Sheriff Johnson. You know, ever since Ferguson, we've been in a situation, and I'm not connecting what happened, you know, in Sunrise to what happens with events like Ferguson. I'm just drawing you an overall narrative to think about this, that we've somehow allowed ourselves to be a culture dominated by the idea that cops aren't noble, that cops aren't good, that cops are the bad guys. Or at least we're not sure. And I don't think anybody ever wanted to tell you the notion that cops are always amazing. But you cannot have a surviving culture that doesn't teach its young that the idea of growing up to be a cop is a good noble profession. And we talked to, like I said, we talked to them about how people don't want to be cops anymore. People don't want it. There aren't enough. And you just can't, you know, you can't just assume they're always going to be there. Somebody has to actually make the decision to be a cop. Over and over and over again, people have to make that decision. And so, if you ask me my opinion, which I'm pretty well committed to, what happened yesterday in Sunrise is horrible. The one thing we can do to not make it worse as a culture is to at least praise these people every chance we get for what they do and stop telling our kids that being a cop isn't noble. It's not too much to ask. And honestly, I'm asking it of people that do my job. Stop it. The next time you're getting ready to tell some story about police misbehavior, just ask yourself the question, am I telling the whole truth here? Am I helping this country? Am I helping this culture? Or am I just putting some salacious, emotional lie on TV again that tells people a falsehood under the wolf in sheep's clothing like guise that, well, the fact of the matter is as I'm saying it. Because you can tell a true thing and make it a lie if you keep telling only that one slice of true things over and over again. I guess the takeaway for me is if you're going to praise people as heroes, if you're going to talk about when two FBI agents are murdered, protecting children, if you're going to, with somber faces, go on the nightly newscast and talk about how these folks are heroes and it's such a sad thing and they left family members behind, the only way you earn the right to do that is by doing a better job consistently of actually teaching that narrative and not the opposite one. It's not that you can never mention the bad stuff, but if the dominant narrative that you tell again and again is that cops are bad people, and then you want to pretend that you have sympathy and outrage and that you honor cops when they get hurt in the line of duty, I'm sorry, but you've abdicated the public trust that is the premise of the broadcast licenses that the FCC grants you. 520 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay.